NPR's business news starts with a surprise by the world's central banks. The Federal Reserve here in the U.S. joined other major central banks today in a coordinated effort to shore up the global financial system. This, of course, comes at a time of great anxiety, and we're going to talk about it with NPR's Jim Zaroli, who's in our New York bureau. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
What did the central banks do?
Well, the problem right now is that economies around the world are slowing. In great part because of this debt crisis in Europe. So a lot of investors have been buying dollar-denominated assets because the dollar is still considered a safe haven, assets like U.S. government debt. So that makes it harder for foreign central banks to get dollars. And what the central banks are doing right now is basically lowering the cost of swap arrangements, which are a kind of financial instrument that's used to bet on the value of currency. The idea is that if you lower the cost of these instruments, it makes it easier for central banks and other places to get dollars, helps keep the system liquid. They can lend more money to their own banks, which are having trouble getting credit
So it's basically lubricating the financial system once again at a time of anxiety.
Exactly. They're hoping this will make more money available to central banks, but also to the big commercial banks, which, as I said, are having trouble getting credit. Of course, the problem right now is there's so much fear about the health of banks. They don't want to lend. This will ease the strain. I think what some people might say is that it doesn't really begin to address the real problems in Europe. You have a lot of countries that are heavily in debt, and a lot of big banks have bought bonds in some of these countries that are heavily in debt and have a questionable ability to pay for them. So I think that the upshot of it, this is that, long term, there will still be a day of reckoning. But I think the central banks are basically hoping that this can forestall a recession, keep the system more liquid.
Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli.